Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado presentan la tercera edición del seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. Sábado 17 de marzo en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6. Venta exclusiva online. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Show with
Yeah. That's right, folks. It's the Show with No Name 2.0. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right. It's one ho or another in the house, my amigos. And as always, we're having a great time here learning English, laughing, singing, and doing a little bit of everything. Remember, if you want to join us today, you can watch the show on Facebook Live. Just go over to Alberto Alonso, give it a like, and join us. Also, remember, if you can't watch it live, you can watch it later on as well. Something special we do here on Fridays on the Show with No Name. And as always, we hope you're participating on the app, on Twitter. Hey, whatever's easier for you guys. But if you want to participate in all the different things, well, you gotta be in it to win it, como decimos en inglés. Hay que estar ahí metido para ganarlo. Well, we're looking at an expression on the app. We have a pop quiz. If you haven't participated and you want to, well, you still have time. If the fits, wear it. Tell us what word is missing there. It's an expression we looked at about a week or two ago, and it means, hey, if something works, we'll use it. You know, all good, right? All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for a section where we look at words with double meanings. You know it. It's time for Double Trouble!
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double Trouble. I said double.
All right, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Double Trouble on the Show with No Name. And this seems like an easy one, but as I'm seeing from some of your answers, it ain't easy. I think a lot of you guys were thinking Spanish. And remember, we use different prepositions in English than you guys do. In many cases, right? Let's see. Quick question here, too, from Elena regarding the homophones, read and rid. Right. And then she says they aren't homophones, which is correct. They were not homophones. Read, rid, no suenan igual. But she says, I'm not sure if the past tense of read sounds like rid. Right. I imagine that's your question. No, because the past tense of read, yo leí, is I read. Suena igual. Es un homófono para rojo. O sea, me leí un libro rojo. I read a red book. Esos son homófonos, pero not rid. Rid, as far as I'm thinking of, I don't think it has a homophone. Rid. R-I-D. I. Say that sound, guys, because if you can make that sound, then you can speak English. All right, now, I've got to say something over here. Let's give them today's double trouble, and then we'll talk about the common mistake everybody's making here. No alimentes a los animales con pienso. Pienso que es mala idea. No, olvídate la segunda parte. Quería hacer un double trouble en español. Me ha salido, ¿eh? Pienso que es mala idea que alimentes a los animales con pienso. No, but this isn't a double trouble in English, okay? No alimentes a los animales con pienso, okay? Now, I'm going to give you guys a little clue over here. We don't use the word with in this expression in English. You're thinking in Spanish. That's the problem here. A lot of people here put this sentence. Don't feed the animals with feed. And it doesn't sound like English, right? It doesn't sound like English. So that was the number one answer, though. No alimentes a los animales con pienso. Okay? So again, people said, don't feed the animals with feed. And that would be like Spanglish, right? The real way to say this, see, this is something about the double trouble section I've noticed. A lot of you guys are quick to get the words, but then you're giving me Spanglish structures. You're giving me a structure that doesn't sound very native, but that's fine. That's why we look at it. All right. So the way we use the word feed in English, we don't use a preposition. In fact, the first person to get it right over here, ladies and gentlemen, and she was not the first person to answer, but she was the first one to get it right. A nice round of applause for Irene Blanco. Also, Berta as well. Berta nailed it as well. Okay, now I see Paloma. Now you guys are taking note of what I said. Okay, so I'm going to give you two different ways to say this that don't use the preposition with. That's very forced, as I said. It sounds quite strange in English, okay? So the first option is don't feed the animals, feed. Ahí lo tienes. Don't feed them pizza. Don't feed. So the structure in English would be feed something, feed someone something, or feed something to someone. All right, I'm going to give you both structures so you hear it. So don't feed the animals feed, okay? Or don't feed to the animals. That would be, right, because we say to feed something to someone, right? If a mother is feeding something to their baby, right? So the with thing, that was the Spanish way to say it. So don't feed. The first thing I think of over there is don't feed me grapes, right? You know this thing. Oh, you want me to feed you grapes? So the structure is feed the person, and then what they're eating, or feed grapes to someone. Pero si pones lo que estás comiendo primero, tienes que poner two. See the two structures? Write them down. Right. And I'll tell you something. It sounds, to me, the two part is almost too much, right? Why did you feed him pizza? He's a 6-month-old baby. What are you doing feeding him pizza? Feed persona y lo que le damos de comer, alimentar, right? Feed, fed, right? Don't feed the animals, feed, right? That would be the most direct and most logical way to say it. Obviously, it's redundant using the word feed, but that's the idea behind the double trouble section, right? Using the word twice. Just replace it with another word, right? Don't feed the kids sugar. Don't feed the kids candy, right? Ya tienes la estructura. O don't feed candy to the kids. Para mí, el primero es el que más me fluye, okay? So remember, we just learned another lesson here. Never translate. All right. Excellent job, as I said. Many of you got it right. Those of you who did the with feed thing, no problem. Hey, it's tough. It seems sometimes the easiest ones are the toughest ones, no? Son los más difíciles al final. Sometimes the ones that you say, esta la tengo. And then you're like, oops. Oh.
Vamos con la segunda. A ver si sabes decirnos de qué ciudad se trata.
That's right, folks. That's right. I'm about to give you clue number two. Pista número dos. Clue number two. And, well, we'll see if you guys are able to figure out our mystery city. But don't give me the answer. You know, you got to start thinking it over yourself. But don't give me the answer until I've given you the third clue. This is the second clue. Now, I want to say something here. I think it's important to say this. If you guys have won the book once, twice, don't participate. Let someone else win, right? That's the logical thing to do. Even if you know the answer, I believe you. I know you guys are smart. You don't have to prove it to me. So, you know, as a courtesy, no, because we are courteous people, especially to our fellow students, the people who are learning with us. If you have won the book once, some of you have won twice, don't participate, right? I'll teach you the word to hog. Hog is acaparar, I think you say in Spanish. It's to say, I want more for me, right? Hog. Let's see. Hog. English to Spanish. Hog. I think it's acaparar. Hog. Acaparar, yeah. Monopolizar. Hey, no me das un totalmente nativo, tío. Eso lo tenía ahí.
Totalmente nativo.
Acaparar, right? To hog. H-O-G. And it's funny because the word hog is cerdo. Más para mí, right? So, guys, if you've won the book already once, I know some of you have won twice, step aside, poneros a un lado, and let people who have not won the book participate. But either way, no one should participate after this clue. This is the second clue. I want you to participate after the third clue. Here we go with today's Mystery City second clue. The first clue was, in this city, they burn, that we now know how to pronounce, they burn the midnight oil, which means that they work late into the night. But remember, my clues always have a secondary meaning. All right? The second clue, they are spaced out in this city. All right? They are spaced out in this city. Now, what does that mean? That means they're living in the clouds, right? Spaced out. It means you're not really with us. No estás con nosotros, right? If somebody's spaced out, well, they're just kind of like, you know, not. It happened to me in class all the time. When I would get bored with the lesson and all that stuff, I would start to space out, right? To space out. And the adjective is to be spaced out, right? So remember, I'm giving you this for two reasons, two, maybe three reasons behind this clue. All right, guys, your second clue, they are spaced out in this city, all right? And, soon, in the next, I would say in the next half an hour, stay tuned, because I'm going to give you guys the final clue. And the first person to get it right on Twitter or on Facebook will win English on the Go, which is Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo, a book where I take you to 30 cities. For all of you who are curious, you love traveling, you love learning new things, cultural things, interesting facts about different cities. Well, it's the book for you. And thank you to everybody who has read it or is, you know, using the book right now for all your feedback. I really appreciate it because, as I always say, these materials, I make them for you guys. So if you don't like them, I'm going to stop making them. Same thing with the radio show. You don't like it, I'm going to stop doing it because there's no point. No sirve de nada. No point in me sitting here talking if you guys are not interested, if you're not learning. But it's quite the contrary. Every day, I see your comments. I read your, Alberto, I love your latest book. I love your first book. I love This Book is the Milk. Oh, I listen to your show. I'm learning. And that, as I said, that motivation. Somebody asked me a question. Blackboard English, Halima in London asked me a question this week. And she said, what inspires you? What keeps you going? Because you're tireless, incansable. And my answer was you guys, the listeners. So thank you. Thank you. And I hope I keep you going too. I hope it's mutual. All right. All right. Well, folks, as always, we've got more challenges on the show. So I think we can take a look at a section where we go to Hollywood. That's right. We learn English with movies in Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's That's right, folks. That's right. You know it. It is definitely time for Name That Movie. Now, this is a long one, but hey, this is cool. We'll learn a lot of different vocabulary in it. All right. Now, I'm going to try. This is going to be funny. I'm going to try and do a Scottish accent. Now, I'm not promising you that it's going to sound anything like a Scottish accent, but I'm going to give it a try. Lo voy a intentar. All right. Now, there's a reason. I'm not just doing a Scottish accent randomly, al azar. There's a reason for it. So here we go, guys. If you know it, you can tell us on Twitter or on Facebook. Today's Name That Movie. All right? Choose Life. Choose Life was a well-meaning slogan from the 1980s anti-drug campaign, and we used to add things to it. So I might say, for example, choose designer lingerie in the vain hope of kicking some life back into a dead relationship. Choose handbags, choose high-heeled shoes, cashmere and silk, to make yourself feel what passes for happy. Choose an iPhone made in China by a woman who jumped out of a window and stick it in the pocket of your jacket fresh from a South Asian fire trap. Choose Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and 1,000 other ways to spew your bile across people you've never met. Choose updating your profile, telling the world where you had for breakfast, and hope that someone, somewhere, cares. Choose looking up old flames, desperate to believe that you didn't look as bad, that you don't look as bad as they do. Choose live blogging from the first wank to your last breath. Human interaction reduced to nothing more than data. Choose 10 things you've never known about celebrities who have had surgery. Choose screaming about abortion. Choose rape jokes, slut-shaming, revenge porn, and an endless tide of depressing misogyny. Choose 9/11 never happened, and if it did, it was the Jews. Choose a zero-hour contract and a two-hour journey to work. And choose the same for your kids, only worse. And maybe tell yourself that it's better that they never happened. And then sit back and smother the pain with an unknown dose of an unknown drug made in somebody's fucking kitchen. Choose unfulfilled promise and wishing you'd done it all differently. Choose never living, learning from your own mistakes. Choose watching history repeat itself. Choose the slow reconciliation towards what you can get rather than what you always hoped for. Settle for less and keep a brave face on it. Choose disappointment and choose losing the ones you love. Then, as they all fall from view, a piece of you dies. And with them, until you can see that one day in the future, piece by piece, they will all be gone. And there'll all be nothing, and there'll be nothing left of you to call alive or dead. Choose your future, Veronica. Choose life. There's my horrible Scottish accent. Scott from New York. guess what? Berta said I did okay on the accent. Thanks a lot, Berta. It's a tough accent. It's a tough one. Hey, buddy. We've got some friends over here looking at us in the studio. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of you guys got the movie, but not really, because it's the sequel. So I know you guys were quick with the Choose Life thing. Like, oh, I know that one. But it's the sequel. Because if you think about it, in the first movie, they didn't have Facebook and Twitter yet, I don't think. So there's no way this character could have brought up Facebook, Twitter, and all the shit that's happening these days. So this is kind of that monologue adapted. And, oh, man, one of the greatest. The first one and this one. Well, the movie's Trainspotting. Trainspotting, or as they call it, T2, Trainspotting. Now, let's see. A lot of you guys said Trainspotting, but I'm going to be a stickler. It's not Trainspotting. It's Trainspotting T2. So let's see. Our winner, ladies and gentlemen, Orite. Also, Alexis down in the Dominican Republic. Awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, let's take a look at it. It's from when I say T2, I'm not talking about Terminator 2. We used to call Terminator 2 T2 as well. And in fact, an interesting thing, the director, Danny Boyle, who initially said, I want to call it T2. And so he checked with James Cameron if it was okay, if he could use T2 for Trainspotting 2, even though in the United States, Terminator 2 was T2. And so he went to James Cameron. He said, listen, James, you mind if we use T2? And you know what James said? He said, oh, I never registered T2. I don't have that. He said, it's Terminator 2. People just called it T2, but I never called it that. So that was good news for Danny Boyle. And so he was able to say, okay, so I can use T2. And he didn't just want to use T2 because then people might confuse it with Terminator 2. So what he really did was say, okay, this is what I need to do here. I'm going to call it Trainspotting T2. Guys, the title of a movie is so important. I'm telling you, it's the first thing that sparks your attention. Now, this movie got a lot of criticism from people. Ah, man, but they're old men now. But, you know, it's not like the old days. And wasn't that the whole point of the movie? I mean, wasn't the whole point of the movie was them to be 20 years later? They're not supposed to be the young guys that they were. I personally loved Trainspotting T2. I thought it was a great movie. And as always, Danny Boyle, great filmmaker. The soundtrack is friggin' awesome in both Trainspotting movies, right? In the first one and T2. So let's take a look. This is a long monologue. Choose life. Choose es elegir. Choose, chose, chosen. Be careful. A lot of people make a mistake when conjugating that verb, choose, right? But hey, if it's confusing for you, use the word pick. But then it wouldn't sound the same. Pick life. Choose life. Choose life was a well-meaning slogan. It was a slogan. I know you know that word. From a 1980s anti-drug campaign, which is true. They got that idea for the first movie from an anti-drug campaign from the 80s. And we used to add it to things. Lo añadíamos a otras cosas. So choose life. Choose whatever, right? And so I might say, for example, choose designer lingerie. In the vain hope of kicking some life back into a dead relationship, right? So choose, elige lencería de diseño con la esperanza vana de darle más vida a tu relación muerta. Choose handbags, bolsos. Choose high-heeled shoes, right? You guys know the word high heels, tacones. Cashmere and silk, right? These are types of material to make yourself feel what passes for happy. Para que te sientas para algo que pasa. Para puedes pasar por feliz, pero realmente no lo es. So that's what he's saying. He's like, buy all this stuff. Choose, you know, high heels, handbags, cashmere, silk, all this great stuff. And maybe you'll pass for someone that's happy. Choose an iPhone made in China by a woman who jumped out of a window. Saltó de una ventana. And stick it in the pocket, mételo en el bolsillo of your jacket, fresh from a South Asian fire trap, right? A fire trap is a dangerous building which could light on fire. And as we know, that's a very common problem these days. A lot of these brands, these designer brands, are making their clothes in sweatshops. ¿Cómo les llaman, no? Tiendas de sudor. And choose Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and 1,000 other ways to spew. Now, spew, S-P-E-W. To spew your bile, to spew, lanzar, arrojar, vomitar, right? Spew, buenísima palabra. Choose 1,000, spew your bile. You know what bile is? Bile is shit. Para difundir tu mierda, tu bilis, right, is what he's saying. This is his opinion of social media. So choose 1,000 other ways to spew your bile across people you've never met. Que no has conocido. Choose updating your profile. Actualizando el perfil. And telling the world what you had for breakfast. Lo que has desayunado. In hopes that someone, con la esperanza que alguien, somewhere, en algún lugar, cares. Le importa. All right, guys, we'll pick it up from there. Vocabulary. If you haven't seen this movie, this is the true listening test. I even need subtitles when watching Trainspotting or Trainspotting T2. All right, well, guys, we'll look at the rest of this. Plus, we've got our third and final lucky winner. One of you is going to win my book. We're going to solve our pop quiz. We're going to do famous birthdays and much more, folks. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado presentan la tercera edición del seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. Sábado 17 de marzo en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6. Venta exclusiva online. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's a show with no name.
With your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right, that's right. It's Nacho Macho Man in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you guys are tuning in from all around the world. Great to have you all on board with us this morning. We've got another half an hour to put the pedal to the metal and make it happen, folks. So, all right, we were in the middle of today's Name That Lyric section. No, Name That Movie. We name a lot of things on this show. We were in the middle of the Name That Movie section, and we were looking at a monologue from Trainspotting, or T2, as they call it as well. So let's pick up. Toma estos dos verbos compuestos, apúntalas. Let's pick up where we left off. Vamos a retomar donde hemos terminado. Pick up and leave off. Let's pick up. Esto lo decían todos mis profes. De ahí lo aprendí, estas dos. Right? De hecho, se usan juntos. Right? Let's pick up where we left off. All right? And that just means, okay, we went to a commercial break and we were doing something. Well, let's continue from there. All right? So choose looking up old flames. Now, what is an old flame? A flame is an old lover. Una llama, right? But it's also a lover. Right? An old flame. We were talking about burn before, quemar, right? So choose looking up, buscando viejos amores, right? This is on social media. Remember, I'll put you in context. He's talking about social media now and sharing all your shit to people that really don't care, right? And so he says, choose looking up old flames, desperate to believe that you don't look as bad as they do, right? Quieres saber que tú no estás tan mal como ellos. Right? We've all done it. You look up an ex-girlfriend, you're like, oh man, I'm doing pretty good. Choose live blogging. Lo que estamos aquí haciendo aquí, blogueando en directo. First wank de tu primera paja, wank. Till your last breath, hasta tu última respiración. Right? Y es verdad, estamos enseñando, compartimos todo hoy. Mira, estoy en el baño, mira, estoy en desayuno. It's ridiculous. Right? And so choose... desperate to believe that you don't look as bad as they do. Choose live blogging from your first wank to your last breath. Human interaction reduced to nothing more than data. La interacción humana se reduce a nada más que datos, right? Choose 10 things you never knew about celebrities who've had surgery. Right? He's mocking, burlándose de estos artículos. 10 celebrity tal, the 5 most, right? You see these all the time now, right? So he says, choose 10 things you never knew about celebrities who have had surgery, right? Choose screaming about abortion, right? Gritando sobre el aborto. Choose rape jokes, right? Now, what is a rape joke? Pues, bromas sobre la violación. I guess he's talking about now social media, right? And then the next one, this is a more frequent, a word that you see a lot now. Choose slut shaming. Slut is a very dirty word. It's the word thorra. It is a bad, bad word. Don't use it. No uses. Slut. And slut shaming is literally when you criticize a woman for, to violate the, because she violates the norms or the standards of what a woman should do. Slut shaming, it's called, right? Look it up. It happens a lot, unfortunately, on the internet. Choose rape jokes, slut shaming, revenge porn. No? Porno de venganza, right? An ex-girlfriend or boyfriend posting the video. An endless tide of depressing misogyny. No? A tide is marea. Una marea sin fin. The misogyny is sexism, chauvinism. Depressing misogyny. Choose 9/11 never happened. No, elige que el 11 de septiembre nunca ha pasado. And if it did, y si pasó, it was the Jews, fue los judíos. Choose a zero-hour contract. O sea, un contrato basura. A two-hour journey to work. Now, cuidado con esta, because journey no es jornada de trabajo. Journey es el trayecto. No, so a two-hour journey to work no es un día, yo sé cómo suena, una jornada de 2 horas. No, es 2 horas de ida y 2 horas de vuelta. A 2-hour journey, desplazamiento, to work. Que es, yo conozco mucha gente que se pasa 3-4 horas en el coche al día. So again, this is all real stuff that's happening in the world. And choose the same for your kids. Elige lo mismo para tus hijos. Only worse, solamente peor. And maybe tell yourself that it's better that they never happened. Y a lo mejor es bueno decirte que quizá mejor que nunca habías tenido niños. And then sit back. Relájate, siente. Nosotros sit back. Right? Tiene sentido. Siéntate hacia atrás. And then sit back and smother the pain. Now to smother, right, is what we do with a flame. Hablando otra vez de flame, llama. Amante. We smother, asfixiar, ahogar, right? Smother. Es madre con S delante. Smother. So tú puedes decir, de hecho es muy común. My mother is smothering me when you're young. Ah, put on your jacket, do this. Está encima, ¿no? Encima de ti, smothering. Piensa lo que pasa con una llama if you smother the flame. So he says, and choose, let's see, ¿dónde estoy? It's a long monologue. And sit back and smother the pain with an unknown dose of an unknown drug. Unknown, desconocido. Made in somebody's fucking kitchen. Hecho en la cocina de alguien. Choose unfulfilled promise. No promise, promise. Unfulfilled, no cumplido. Elige promesas incumplidas. And wishing you'd done it all differently. Y deseando que lo hubieras hecho de otra manera. Choose never learning from your own mistakes. Elige nunca aprender de tus propios errores. Choose watching history repeat itself. Elige ver la historia repetirse. Choose the slow reconciliation towards what you can get rather than what you've always hoped for. O sea, esa reconciliación entre decir esto es lo que yo quiero y esto es lo que voy a tener. Right? So this is all stuff. It's growing up. And this movie is about that. It's about these guys 20 years later. They're not young kids, you know, doing heroin anymore. Well, some of them continue to do heroin. I don't want to tell you too much about the movie if you haven't seen it, because I think it's a great movie. And it's an excellent listening exercise, because that Scottish accent, even for me, and a native English speaker, an Anglophone, it's tough. It's difícil. But hey, if you can understand a Scottish accent, you can understand any accent, in my opinion, right? So let's see. Choose watching history repeat itself. Choose the slow reconciliation towards what you can get rather than what you've always hoped for. Settle for less. Now, to settle, this is a great word. To settle for less is to accept less than what you want. And a lot of times in life, somebody said, I wanted to be a dancer, but I work in marketing. I settled for marketing. And a lot of times in life, we have to settle. It's a great verb. Settle. Settle for less and keep a brave face on, right? To keep a brave face is demostrar una cara, ¿no? Que no tienes miedo. A brave face. Choose disappointment, right? Disappointment is decepción. And choose losing the ones you love. Elige perder los que quieres. Then as they fall from view, caen de tu vista, que no les vuelves a ver. A piece of you dies, una pieza de ti muere, with them, con ellos, until you can see that one day in the future, piece by piece, trozo por trozo, un día en el futuro, they will all be gone, and there will be nothing left of you to call alive or dead, y no quedará nada de ti que podrías llamar ni vivo ni muerto. Choose your future, Veronica, choose life. So there you go, guys, just from that one monologue over there, we can learn so much English. We can learn so much English. Well, not English. Scottish. Dilo conmigo. I'm Scottish. Hay que hacer esa pausa rara. I'm Scottish, mate. All right. Well, there you go, guys. Excellent job. Many of our listeners figured it out on Facebook and on Twitter. Today's movie was Trainspotting T2, which is a fantastic flick. Un peliculón, si no lo habéis visto. And the first one's great, too. So you got to, there's your homework this weekend. Work on your Scottish accent by watching Trainspotting and Trainspotting 2. Oh.
Y la tercera pista para averiguar de qué ciudad se trata.
right, folks. That's right. It's time for our third and final clue. This is exciting. Yes, somebody is going to win my latest book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. Who will our lucky winner be? Will it be you, our listeners in Valencia? Will it be our listeners in Zaragoza? Or maybe in another country? Now, let me explain something. I got to explain this every Friday, just in case. The key here is we want you to come pick up the book so you can pick it up in any one of our centers. All right. We've got many centers around Spain where you can pick up the book. And well, this way we get to meet you. Now, if you don't live in Spain or you don't live in a place where we have an office, don't worry at all. You can always send someone, puedes mandar a alguien, send somebody to come pick it up for you. Okay. Like last week, we had a winner from Vigo. And, well, we left the book there in our Vigo office. And this way, she can go in and meet our listeners as well. Our listeners, our teachers, and our staff in Vigo. And, well, here we go, guys. I'll remind you of the other two clues as well while we're at it. Ya que estamos. One, they burn the midnight oil in this city. Now, to burn the midnight oil, as I said, is to stay up late working or studying. Right, piénsalo. Si antes, before in these lanterns, they used to burn oil. Y estabas quemando el último, lo que queda, right? So it literally, it's an expression that makes sense if you think about it, right? They used to burn the oil to have light. And so there it is. To burn the midnight oil. That's the, they burn the midnight oil. Number two, they're really spaced out in this city, right? Spaced out. Están en otro mundo. Piénsalo, están en el espacio, right? Now, sometimes you can be spaced out because of drugs. Sometimes you can be spaced out because you're a space cadet. Nosotros decimos un cadete del espacio. Significa alguien que no presta atención. Your teacher, me, yours truly, un servidor. Guess what? I'm a space cadet. I've been called a space cadet many times. I don't live here on this planet. I do, but I don't. My mind is somewhere else. All right. Well, guys, here is our third and final clue. Good luck. I will be refreshing the page on Twitter and Facebook until we see who our winner is. Remember, if you've won the book already, I trust that you know the answer to the city. Don't participate. This way I don't have to read through your tweets. Okay. Participate silently. Okay, from your home. We trust that you know the answer because you're all wonderful superstar students. Okay, the third and final clue. And then it's open season here. You can guess the mystery city. You will be crazy in love with this city. Okay, there's your third and final clue. Okay, guys, open season. Who wants to win the book? You will be crazy in love with this city. Crazy in love with this city. Let's take a look. Facebook. I've got New York, LA. Nope. Las Vegas. Nope. Let's see. I think we got a winner, folks. I think we've got a winner. Yeah, a couple people on Facebook here. There's Ionut Levy saying, they say New York, LA, Las Vegas, all great cities. All in my book, by the way. So if you want to get the book, you will discover those three amazing cities. All right, folks, we've got a winner. We've got a winner. Someone who has won my latest book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. You just have to tell us where you want to pick it up. ¿Dónde lo quieres recoger? Ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Jorge Martín. Jorge Martín is our winner. George Martin. Jorge Martin, just let us know where you want to pick it up. And, well, we'll leave the book there for you. Congratulations. Thanks to all of you who decided to participate and who participate every day in the show. You guys make this show. Vosotros hacéis este programa, right? You make it. All right. So now let's take a look at these clues over here. The city was Houston. Eso es, Houston. Houston, Texas. Now, why did I choose Houston, Texas? Today is Texas Independence Day. Okay? Today, and also today, Sam Houston was born in 1793. Okay? Now, he did not discover, here's a good trivia question, and you'll learn it in the book. Sam Houston did not discover Houston. It was discovered by two businessmen. right? And they turned it into a business city, all right, right? But Sam Houston, well, he was the first president of the Republic of Texas. So they named it after him, en honor a él. All right, so that's where I got the whole idea from. Okay, the inspiration for today's city, Houston. Now they burn the midnight oil. Well, yeah, they work late, but also Houston is known for its oil. Right. In fact, the football team used to be called the Houston Oilers. Now the franchise has changed, but petroleum oil is a major part of Houston's economy. All right. So that's why I said oil. I wanted to use the word oil in there. They burn, y enseñarte la expresión, to burn the midnight oil. Okay. So if you didn't know the expression, write it down. Okay. Number two, they are spaced out in this city. Well, guys, all you have to do is think of that famous line, Houston, we have a problem. Right. Well, think about it. Houston is one of NASA's, remember, we don't say the NASA, it's one of NASA's control centers. So that's why I said the spaced out thing. Están aturdidos, están, no, pero luego es por el espacio. It's a space city. The Lyndon B. Johnson, as you guys know it, Houston Control, is located there. And many of the astronauts have trained there, have launched from there. And all you have to do is look at their sports teams. The Houston Rockets, basketball. The Houston Astros, baseball. Wait a second. They all have to do with... Well, there you go. They're spaced out in this city. And the third clue is you'll be crazy in love with this city. Got me looking so crazy in love. I'm gonna... Beyonce, man! Crazy in love! She was born in Houston. Beyonce, that's right, my amigos. Born in Houston, the queen bee, Beyonce. You guys say Beyonce, we say Beyonce. And, well, one of her songs is called Crazy in Love. Estoy locamente enamorada. Estoy enamoradísima. It's a great song. Crazy in love. Got me looking so crazy in love. I'm gonna. So there you go, guys. I've just justified my three clues there. And congratulations. Many people guessed Houston. So I guess it was a little bit easier than last week. But congratulations to our winner. He did a wonderful job. Jorge Martin. All right, guys, let's also solve the question on this pop quiz, right? Now, I'm seeing a lot of different answers here, but the one I'm familiar with, and now I'm seeing there's another one as well, okay? Now, the app only accepts one answer. My answer was, if the shoe fits, wear it. No? Si te vale, pues adelante. No? If the shoe fits, si te viene, si te cabe el zapato, pues llévalo. If the shoe fits, wear it. Now, some of you put, if the cap, la gorra, if the cap fits, wear it. También se usa. Lo malo, la aplicación solo acepta el shoe. Era la que vimos aquí en el programa, okay? But both are the same. If the shoe fits, wear it. If the cap fits, wear it. And let's see, Nacho, 76%. Great job. 76% of the listeners figured it out. All right, guys, I think we've got time for one more quick section. We're going to put the pedal to the metal. It's time for today's famous birthday trivia. That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. I'm going to tell you three people who are celebrating a birthday, and I want you to tell me who these people are. All right? Good luck. You can tell us on Twitter or on Facebook today. The first person was born in 1931. An American journalist, dilo conmigo, periodista, journal, no journal, journalist, es como journalist, an American author and journalist. Well, he's got many, many best-selling novels. His first novel, The Bonfire of the Vanities, La Hoguera de las Vanidades, I don't know if that's how you called it in Spanish, came out in it was published in 1987. It went on to become a very, very successful movie. And this guy has been writing ever since then. And in fact, he's coined, acuñado, muchas palabras en inglés, many, many words in English, as many authors do, right? In fact, where do we get our language from? Well, from pop culture. And back then, there was no YouTube. They were reading books, right? Choose books. All right, so very, very famous best-selling author. Number two, he was born in 1942, an American singer, songwriter, guitarist. He died in 2013. He was known for his solo career. Also, he was part of the Velvet Underground. Unfortunately, he suffered from a lot of health problems throughout his life due to drug abuse. Mistreating your body. But he lived to be 71 years old, which is not too bad for a rock and roller, you know, who lives life in the fast lane, como decimos. To live life in the fast lane es vivir en el carril de la izquierda, a tope, vivir la vida a tope, to live life in the fast lane. Some of his most famous songs, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. And the one we looked at today on Name That Lyric. Oh, such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. All right, that's number two. And number three, our final famous birthday today, born in 1950, an American singer, drummer, and she was part of a duo it was her last name. I can't tell you the name of the group because it's her last name, but I can tell you in Spanish, it's Carpintero. That was her last name. She had a lovely voice, one of the best voices ever, in fact. And it's not just my opinion. Right. For example, Paul McCartney said of this woman, the best female voice in the world. Melodic, tuneful, and distinctive. Right. Elton John called her one of the greatest voices of our lifetime. And some of her famous songs, We've Only Just Begun, Solo Acabamos de Arrancar, or one of my favorite ones, on the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. Oh, man. This is... Two birds suddenly appear. If you don't know this song, it is a beautiful song. She has a voice that'll go right through you, te penetra. And I love her voice, her songs. Her legacy will live on forever in her songs. Unfortunately, she died of heart failure in 1983, because she was struggling with eating disorders. And, of course, the anorexia nervosa caused heart failure. So, awesome stuff, my amigos. Those are today's three famous birthdays. Our winners, Miguit, Express, and Jester. Nice job. Number one, author Tom Wolfe. Number two, Lou Reed. And number three, Karen Carpenter. All right, well, guys, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and spending 2 hours with us here on the show with no name. I want to thank my team as well and wish you guys a wonderful, amazing, tremendous, fantastic weekend. And guess what? We'll be back on Monday with more. I promise. Bye-bye.